Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
Transforming revelation. Transforming revelation. I'd like you to take note of these words that I want to say. Number one, you can advance in life by experience, or you can also advance by revelation. In life, you can make progress by experience, but you can also make progress by revelation. I said that again. In life, you can advance or make progress by experience, or you can advance or make progress by revelation. Number two, those who advance by revelation are superior, or will always be superior, to those who advance by experience. Those who make progress by revelation will always be superior than those who make progress by experience. Experience is a collection of people's concerns or people's matters, people's events, the things that have occurred in people's life. A collection of those things is what is referred to as experience. I've mentioned two things. You can advance in life by revelation or by experience. Those who will advance by revelation will always be superior to those who will advance by experience. The reason is simple. If every progress you will make in life will be based on experience, you will have to wait until someone else experiences it, and then you learn by it and make progress, or you are going to wait and experience it and then suffer the consequences, and the next attempt you progress. But the man who progresses by revelation does not need the experience of the past. He doesn't need to know how it was, how it used to be. He just gets on the job and is doing it. So it doesn't have a bad side or a negative side of what he or she is doing. So if I were you, I would choose to advance by revelation. The topic is transforming revelation. What is revelation? Revelation, by my definition here, is the communication or the transfer of knowledge to man by a supernatural divine means. Revelation is the communication or the transfer of knowledge to man by a supernatural divine means. Now, I'm careful to use the word supernatural divine, because it is not everything that is supernatural that is divine. Even demons and the devil operate in the supernatural. The supernatural simply means above the natural. So I say that revelation is the communication or the transfer of knowledge to man by a supernatural divine means. So God is supernaturally revealing, supernaturally exposing, supernaturally giving you information. And of course, that communication or transfer of knowledge can come through dreams, can come through prophecies, can come through revelations, can come through visions, can come through word of knowledge or word of wisdom. But revelation is simply a transfer of knowledge to man by God through a supernatural means. The means there could be a dream, could be prophecy, could be vision, could be revelation, it could be a trance. That's the means. Or to transform. To transform means to change. To transform means to alter in form or appearance. So when we say transforming revelation, we can define a transforming revelation as that divinely revealed knowledge that brings about a change or that can provoke changes. I'm going to go through it again. I said that revelation is the communication or transfer of knowledge to man by a supernatural divine means, and that transform means to change or to alter in appearance. So let's put transform and revelation together and define what our topic is. Transforming revelation is therefore that divinely revealed knowledge. Don't forget I say that divine means God. Divine means the source is God. So a transforming revelation is that divinely revealed knowledge that brings about a change. Divinely revealed knowledge that can provoke changes. The things that God tells you that changes your life, changes your thinking, alters your personality, and makes you behave differently from who you should naturally be. Amen. For instance, Peter was naturally a very cowardly person or a fearful person. That is why when Peter first met Jesus, Jesus called him Simon the Reed. That was his name, Simon the Reed. And the reed is that very thin plant that you will always find close to the riverside. And when there is a heavy wind, you will see the reed will bend. So Peter was naturally very soft. But Jesus turned him into a rock. And he turned him into a rock by revelation in Matthew chapter 19, when Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this thing to you, but my Father which is in heaven, upon this rock I will build my church. So Peter was gradually gaining boldness until Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, when the Holy Ghost came upon 120 of them, and their neighbors and friends were confused about how they had ability to speak in every man's language. And then Peter, standing up in the midst of the 120 plus more than 3,000 persons who witnessed the Pentecost, and began addressing them. Amen. Now, that was a naturally divine revelation that brought about changes in Peter's total outlook. So Peter was no longer that man who will naturally be afraid. Praise the Lord. Let's get to Genesis chapter 30, verse 37. Now you are going to see a divinely revealed information or knowledge that brought changes. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle ring-streaked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flocks toward the ring-streaked and all the brown in the flock of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves and put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might receive or conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in, so the feebler were Laban's and stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maid servants, and men servants, and camels, and asses. This would not have been possible if there was no divinely revealed knowledge. He didn't go to any school of agriculture, but there was an inspiration in his spirit, and he did what he did, and the thing ended up increasing him. So transforming revelation is that divinely revealed knowledge that brings changes, that provokes changes. When you set on to do that thing that you have had inspiration about, you find out the impact and the effect that comes with it. It is easily done, easily achievable. Amen. Now note these following important things I'm also going to say. The first one I said was, you can advance by experience or you can advance by knowledge. The second one is that those who advance by revelation are far superior to those who advance by experience. The next one I want to say is this: God does not speak grammar or vernacular. He speaks revelations, visions, and dreams. God does not speak Efik, Ekwere, Kalabari, Ijaw, or Krika, or Robo. God speaks revelations. God speaks visions. God speaks dreams. So when God is going to talk to you, most people that have heard God will not tell you they heard God spoke to them in their native mother tongue. But most times they heard God via dreams. They heard God via visions and revelation. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Now he is waiting to hear God say something. And now let's see the language. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Praise God. So God doesn't speak vernacular. He speaks vision. He puts vision in the spirit of a man. He puts a dream. And then he expects you to begin to do something out of it. He said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So when next you want to hear from God, expect a dream, expect a vision, expect a revelation. Seldomly God will speak verbally to you as a man speaks to another man. But most of the time, he almost always will speak via the instrumentation of dreams and visions and revelation. That's why don't be careless enough not to take your dreams serious. Don't be a careless Christian not to take your dreams serious. Because dreams are also medium through which God communicates to his people. Even though there is a general misuse or abuse of dreams, but that in any way does not erode the effectiveness of dreams. Of course, in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, one of the manifestations of the release of the Holy Spirit was going to be dream. Another one was going to be prophecy. Another one was going to be vision. It said, your old men shall dream dream. Your young men shall see vision. And your young daughter shall prophesy. So those were the distributions, the diversities of the release of the Holy Spirit. So God will communicate through dreams. So when next you have a dream, don't just discountenance it. Sit down and consider the content of it. Yeah, some of us, we will say that I don't remember my dreams, even though I dream. But most times we don't make a conscious effort to remember our dreams. Because based on my experience, it may be so with some others. If I have a dream and then wake up and the dream has gone out of my spirit or my mind, of course, when I wake up, I'll know that I actually had a dream and it was serious. So most times I consciously pray and say, Holy Spirit, bring it back. Holy Spirit, bring that dream back to me. And then it may not happen right there, but as I sit or 2 hours later, 3 hours later, 4 hours later, something will happen. And suddenly, a part of that dream will come back. And as soon as a part comes back to my spirit, then I begin to connect. Before you know it, I get it. Amen. So God speaks revelations and vision. Another thing I want you to write down is this. In the kingdom, it is not those who are smart or brilliant that gains approval or become known. It's those who have revelation. Don't forget this point. In the kingdom, it is not the brilliant, it is not the smart, it is not the intelligent that gains divine approval. It is those that have revelations. Yeah. Who do men say I am? Some say you are Peter. Some say you are Elijah. Some say you are John the Baptist. Some say you are one of the prophets of old. Now, these were the answers of the brilliant, the smart, and intelligent people who were able to know the mindset of people, who were able to hear drop on people, and so they could get what they were saying. But Peter didn't say, some say. Peter said, you are the Son of God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood hasn't revealed it to you, but my Father who is in heaven, unto you I give the keys of heaven and earth. So in the kingdom, it is not the brilliant, it is not the smart, it is not the intelligent that gets divine approval. It is those who have revelation. Those who have a revealed knowledge. Those are the people that God can easily relate with. You know, sometimes when a teacher is teaching, it's likely going to tilt towards the area of seat or the section of seat that the students are responding more positively to his teaching. When he asks, the why, the x equals to 2x, what is the why? And this section answers. Every time he asks, this is the section that is answering. Unconsciously, he begins to tilt his attention towards the side that are actually gaining understanding. So most times you say, I know you will not understand. Let me talk to this person that will understand, and then the person can teach you. Amen. So in the kingdom, it is not the smart, it's not the brilliance, it's not your intelligence. It's how much of revelation that you have. And of course, it is the level of your revelation of him that determines your closeness to him. Write that down, don't forget it. It is the level of your revelation of him that determines your proximity to him, that determines your closeness to him. How wide you are away from God gives an indication of how low your revelation of him is. Paul said that I may know you and the power of your resurrection and the sufferings of your death being made conformable. Let it become real. So the more we know him, the more we have revelation of him, the more closer we become to him. I'm sure that you know that even in human relationship, the more you get to know about a person, the closer you become to that person. Is that true? The more you get to know, the closer you become, or the farther away you become, based on the things that you know. Amen. So take that down. Number next, revelation is the password to kingdom exploits. Write it down. Revelation is the password to kingdom exploits. Revelation is the password to kingdom exploits. Daniel 11 verse 32. Those who do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt with flatteries. But the people who do know their God shall be strong and do what? And do exploits. So revelation is the password to kingdom exploits. The deeper the knowledge you have about him, the greater the exploit you can have. You see, you need to understand that Jesus can deliver you from the lion's den, and then you will not be afraid when you are threatened with the lion's den. Amen. So you will do explode. You are just ready for the fire. They are telling you, well, we are going to throw you into the fire, and you say the God we serve is able to deliver us. Of course, you know that it's not every Christian that knows that God can deliver from the fire. No, it's not everyone that knows. There are those that believe and knows that God can actually heal, but there are those that only believe God can heal, but they are not sure he will heal them. So the deeper your revelation of him is, the greater your chances of doing exploit. So revelation is the password to kingdom exploit. You want to do exploit, then you need revelation. Go for revelations. It is revelation that gives you rooting in the kingdom. It is revelation that gives you weight in the kingdom. You are as heavy as the revelation you have in kingdom matters. Amen. Another thing I like you to take down very seriously: one of the key commitment of God to his own is that of revelation. One of the key commitments of God to his own is that of revelation. Amos chapter 3 verse 7. And God will do nothing than to reveal his secret to his servants, the prophets. In Deuteronomy, the Bible says secret things belongs to God, but those things that are revealed are unto us and unto our children's children. So, one commitment, one key commitment of God to his own people, to his own person, is that of revelation. God speaking about Abraham when he was to go destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, without Abraham saying anything, Abraham is cooling off in his house, and God is having this dialogue in his own spirit. He said, it wouldn't be good for me to do this kind of a thing without telling Abraham. Praise God. What a privilege. What a privilege. Now, this is God talking. He said, it wouldn't be right for me to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah was not Abraham's own residence. It wasn't the country of his stay. But God said, it wouldn't be nice to do this kind of a thing without having a discussion with my friend. So he went to Abraham and said, I want to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Their wickedness have come up to me. And then that was where Abraham began to do some intercession. What if you find 100 persons? Will you destroy both the righteous and the unrighteous together? And God said, if I find 100 persons, I'm going to save the whole nation. Note that Abraham was actually interceding for the righteous of the nation, not for the nation of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, if you find 100 righteous, would you all together destroy the righteous and the unrighteous? So he was trying to stand in the gap for righteous, and God said, if I find 100, the whole nation is saved. Abraham went down to 50, to 20, to 10. Praise God. Now, this was because he had the privilege to be informed. So one commitment of God to his own is that of revelation. So if you are responsible enough as a father, God will bring information in the realm of the spirit that concerns your family. If you are responsible enough as a Christian, in the environment you live, God is obligated to let you know by any of these means, vision, dreams, prophecy, revelation, something that is going to happen around that neighborhood that may be detrimental to you. He's going to let you know aforetime. Sometimes the reason why some Christians are caught in the wave of evil happening, not because it wasn't revealed, but most times God told us 5 years before the incident, so we forgot. Praise God. He told us 5 years before the incident. So, as at that time, we thought it was going to happen. Because many times, the manifestation of the revelation is always smaller than the revelation itself. Of course, it will always be smaller than the revelation, owing to man's preparation and man's lack of capacity. The manifestation is always smaller than the revelation of it. But sometimes it comes 5 years before and gives you an information. And at that early moment, we can become very conscious, waiting that this thing, this fire I saw fire burning the whole of this place, and only my house was spared. And then you are so conscious about fire incident, that first 3 months, 1 year, 2 years, you are forgotten it, and it's like the fire didn't happen. But 5 years later, that same thing you saw happen after you have lost guard you didn't remember again. Amen. Are you following me now? So one of the commitments of God to his own is revelation. You know, that's why David prayed a prayer in Psalm 118. He said, I am your servant. Give me understanding. Every revelation that is rooted in God, every revelation that has its source from God, every revelation that has its originality or its origin from God, has a transforming effect. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1. Elisha stood in the midst of hardship and hardness and said, by this time tomorrow, thus says the Lord, a measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. This was not a man ranting. It was thus says the Lord. So every revelation that has its root in God will always have a transforming effect. So if somebody keeps revealing things to you, they call your name, tell you where you come from, tell you how many you are in your family, tell you how much you have suffered, and tell you when your father died, where he was buried, and where his head and his leg has been separated into the grave. And then you have become so shocked and you have become so amused that you so believe, and yet 2 years after, nothing comes out of it. It's an indication that it may not have been rooted in God, because every revelation that is rooted in God has a transforming effect. Unfortunately, today the devil has caught the church and the people of God where he wants them the most. Where does he want us the most? He wants us the most at the point of excitement, where we are excited and we forget about the substance. So as soon as you are in a church meeting and your name is being called, and they say there's a woman here, your name is Rebecca, you come from Kafanchan, you have been in Kafanchan for 14 years and you were selling pure water before you come, and then you see that sister jump up and then is dancing, he can offer anything without even waiting to hear what next will be said. And most times what next will be said is not true. And so we get home and then we invite all our neighbors and all our friends and said, come, they will tell you all your problems. And today you see people putting money in their pocket and going to where they will tell them what their problems are, not where their problems will be solved. I have suffered enough, let me go and know why I am suffering. Doesn't it look like it? Praise God. So most times we have forgotten about the substance. I've suffered enough. I've waited enough. This thing has not come. Let me go and know why. And it is only why we are being provided with. So you go there and of course they will tell you why. Because you went to look for why, you get excited without remembering that you are actually supposed to ask for solution. So every revelation that is rooted in God has a transforming effect. How do I know? John chapter 6 and verse 63. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So when God speaks, it carries life. It is the spirit that quickeneth and the flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And so every time God says a thing, he moves the heaven and the earth to ensure that those things have come to pass. Tomorrow by this time there's going to be so much in the gate of Samaria, and people didn't believe it because it didn't look real. And many times when you hear the real God speaks, it doesn't look sensible, it doesn't sound sensible. When the real God talks, every human element is removed because it wouldn't sound rational. Now let's look at it. If you notice, there's so much queue in the filling stations, and you know, even if they send 20,000 tankers of diesel and fuel, it will not automatically remove the queue by tomorrow. At least 2 days or 3 days' time, and then it begins to reduce. And then I stand here and tell you, by tomorrow, 7 a.m., you won't see queue in any filling station. How will you believe that? It doesn't sound okay. Amen. And now calculate, how can that be? By this time, some people are still queued up from Eleme Junction to Oimail. Amen. And then I now come up and say, thus says the Lord, tomorrow by 7 a.m. there will be no queue in any filling station, but yet there will be fuel. And you are looking. This is not reasonable. Had it been, he said, okay, by tomorrow 7 p.m. we can understand. But 7 a.m., when would this one buy, this one buy, this one buy? But you know, God has a way of making it happen. Praise the Lord. So every revelation that is rooted in God has a transforming effect. When God speaks, everything is in place to make that thing work.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Room of Mercy, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows: Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling; Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom; Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting; Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.